just putting me on the show. Excited to be here.
Excited to have you. Obviously, a big, you know, undertaking that you're getting ready to, you know, do. You're already hitting the ground running. I mean, coming in, you were announced on, you know, back in June that you would be taking over the helm of Garden City Community College baseball squad after the departure of Finnegan. Obviously, you know, a rebound kind of season that this is looking to be for Garden City. But for you guys, you're wanting more than that. You're expecting more from that. Just start off with, you know, what the process has been like since you got here.
It's been an awesome process so far, and where I'm most thankful is for the young men that stuck around. You know, when there's a coaching regime change, people have the opportunity to take off and leave whenever they want. They could have gone a lot of different places, both in this conference and around the country as a whole. I was very fortunate to have these guys stick around and give me an opportunity. And they may not have chosen me, but I definitely chose them, and I'm very excited to be here with them. As far as our process goes, we're very excited to get to work every day. Fall's been fun so far. It's been fast and furious, and excited for our development as we keep going.
Now, you did an assistant before coming here to Garden City. You were an assistant coach at Regis University over in Colorado. There you oversaw pitching and catching. Talk about that, you know, kind of as an assistant coach, and, you know, what were the things that you kind of developed coming out of college and trying to get into that coaching career?
Well, I was very fortunate last year at Regis University to coach under the RMAC Coach of the Year, Drew Lacombe, and he was very process-oriented and very focused and very discipline-based. And because of that, I was able to learn a ton from him, a lot of strategic points on how to manage people, how to manage processes, how to manage a bullpen as a whole, and was fortunate to work under him for a year. Because of that, I'm feeling good about how we're doing things now, and guys have had a lot of success so far this year, and going to continue to challenge them and see how much better they can get as time goes on.
Now, we've seen a lot of coaching changes throughout, you know, major years, but, you know, never see a real young coach. Maybe you could maybe think of Cloud or somewhere else, but only 25. I mean, you're right there in the same age group as these guys. Maybe a little easy to relate to these guys. You're just fresh out of college. But, you know, what has that been like, you know, being super young? Has it, you know, has it humbled you a little bit quicker? Or, you know, how do you feel like that's kind of treated you, being able to get into a head coaching position at such a young age?
It's definitely been humbling. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, I chose this career fresh out of college. Wanted to continue to play, but the good Lord said, hey, you're not quite good enough for that. How about we teach people how to be good at baseball as well? And started my career there. And being young, it's definitely an up and down. There's no doubt about it. The good thing is that we still have the ability to move around. I still have the ability to take ground balls. Today I was working with our catchers and working off the machine with them. When you're a little older, it gets a little harder to get down in that catcher squat. But because of that, I was very fortunate for that. And our guys respond well to it. They're doing a good job, and they're challenging me to get better, both as a coach and as a person. And I hope I'm challenging them to be a better person and a better player as well.
Now, Coach, you guys have started off the season with a lot of practices, obviously out on the field every afternoon, and taking the time to travel and do a lot of traveling stuff as well. Talk about that. You guys have been doing a couple of clinics. I seen on Twitter a lot the other day that you guys were in a clinic with a lot of other conference schools, one pitching practice, a lot of hitting practice. I seen a lot of videos of our pitchers taking the time and getting a lot of practice against other hitters. I mean, talk about that and what that event kind of entitled to.
Absolutely. Last Thursday, I believe, was our sophomore showcase over in Wichita, and pitchers had a ton of success there. Coach Davis, our pitching coach here, has done a great job of getting these guys ready, and because of that, they had a really good day out there, both in their showcase setting where they were just throwing a bullpen, as well as in the game setting where we got to square off against some of our other Jayhawk West opponents. Offensively, Coach DeVille has done a great job of getting our infielders and hitters ready to roll, and they had a lot of success there as well. Still got a lot of work to do, there's no doubt about that, but from where we started in August to where we are now, we're definitely trending in the right direction. Keep going from there.
Coach, earlier this season in the press conference to announce that you were going to be the head coach for Garden City, you said, I'm a businessman at heart. Explain for the listeners, you know, because obviously discipline is obviously a big thing in a sport, especially baseball. It's one of the toughest sports to play, they say. You know, what do you mean by a businessman? Obviously, there's a lot of things that go in, not just being able to hit a baseball or throw it across the mound. There's a lot of things as you as a coach and the staff look out for these players.
Correct. And we talk with our guys every day about how every day truly is a job interview for you, because while we love playing baseball and we really enjoy going to the field every day, we know that our days here are limited. I hope it lasts for these two young men that you'll hear from later tonight, that it lasts for another 50, 60 years where they get to play. But when they don't, they'll have another career and another opportunity. We get the question all the time, hey, you're a baseball coach. What do you do every day? Well, we're balancing budgets, we're balancing scholarships, we're organized recruiting, we're scheduling meetings, we're scheduling, meetings with people on campus, people off campus, community service, events like this tonight. You have to be a businessman at heart to be in this position. You have to know how to run the budgets. You have to know how to run the scholarships. You got to know who your allies are around the country that can get you players, get you in here, whether it's at the high school level, Division I level, Division II level, sending guys back here and you sending guys out there. As far as the organization and the discipline side, we talk to these guys a lot. How you do anything is how you do everything. And we try to do everything at the maximum intensity and the maximum focus so that our product on the field matches our product off the field.
Coach, obviously you had the opportunity and a great career you put together at the, with the Grizzlies, and then became a, you know, catching coach for a little bit with them. You know, since you've been a player and now being a coach, what have been some of the big, I mean, changes throughout the conference that you've notably seen? I mean, it's not the same that we've seen from years ago, but there's still those teams that hold that dominance within the conference, like Butler, Barton, obviously great teams. How can you, as a new coach, knowing what you know from being on a great team like that, how can you translate that into Garden City?
Biggest thing is just learning about processes. And once you have a process and an identity, you got to stick to it each and every day. Whether it's how you go about your business offensively, how you go about your business on the mound, what the dugout looks like, what you, how you celebrate, how you handle defeat, how you handle adversity as a whole. You got to have a process and a true identity of who you are, who you're trying to be, and how you're trying to get there at the same time. We try to give our guys a roadmap for success with, you know, how they dress, how they go to class, how they take ground balls, how they get ready to hit, how they get ready for their pen, how they throw their pen, how we practice, how we play, everything. That process and through that all elicits a higher chance for success each and every day you get to get on the field.
Talking about this upcoming season, obviously it's a grueling season. You've already got a couple of chances to take a swing at some of these other teams. I know, no pun intended on it. I know it's terrible, but you've had a lot of chances. You guys have played Dodge City already a couple times. You guys have played local teams like the Blues. Talk about those games and what you've kind of been being able to piece together as far as lineup goes, what you guys need to work on, and things that are kind of suiting in your favor already.
Well, there's a lot of moving parts, and it's so early in the fall. We've been fortunate that Coach Ellum and the Blues were able to come over here in town. It was a great recruiting tool for us because now we're able to get eyes on those high school kids, those high school seniors that we think have a chance to play at our level and see how they can truly interact with guys that are already playing at this level. So we're very thankful to him to do that, as well as these other schools that we played with Colby and Dodge, Barton. It was a great chance for us to see how we truly match up because our coaching staff really believes our guys can do great things this year. And at times, our players believe it as well. When we got in those situations, they started to see like, oh, we really can hang with these guys. When our process is right, good things happen. But they also have seen when our process isn't right, hey, it's not quite as much fun. So we're just trying to show them how we can do things on a daily basis and show them the roadmap for success and that if they really believe it, they can go do a lot of great things in life and in baseball.
Obviously, you're not doing this process alone as a coach. You're also a husband. Your wife, Brittany, she's taking over the helm of student government services over there at the college. Talk about what the transition has been like as a couple trying to move, you know, from picking up your life and out of Colorado and moving into a different town, you know, how that process has been like.
Oh, it's been so awesome, and we're just so thankful for it. And I remember when I first got word that this job was opening, and I called her. We were in the conference tournament in Grand Junction, Colorado. And I called my wife and I was like, hey, like we're not playing too well. There's a chance we're going to get knocked out tomorrow. I just got a call that there's a job in Garden City open. She's like, take it right now. I was like, really? That's a long way from home. She's like, let's do it. She's like, I'm all in. Let's do it. We get to go to a smaller town that's more family-based, more faith-based. It fits our more style of life than Denver did. Denver's a great city. We loved it. That was our home for many years, and we love it there. But the Garden City is where we truly felt we were being called to be at.
You told me a great choice of shirt tonight when you walked in because I'm wearing Denver Broncos because they're getting ready to play Thursday Night Football with the Colts. Obviously, you're a true Denver diehard fan, but for baseball, where do you lean towards on the major league?
I actually grew up a Minnesota Twins fan. Joe Mauer was the guy that I always emulated. Obviously, being a catcher that could hit a little bit, I was a catcher. I just couldn't hit at all. But I always enjoyed watching him and enjoyed the Twins' 100-win season, and they followed up with a 100-loss season. That was pretty tough to watch, but always stay true to the Twins at heart.
There you go. Well, Coach, we appreciate your time as always. It's going to be fun to be able to watch this team this season. A lot of high expectations, and I can't wait. I told you already, I'm excited to get the season rolling. I think there's a lot of great things in store for this Bronkbuster baseball squad.
Well, I appreciate you having me on tonight, and We'll keep these young men process oriented, and if they stick to their plan and stay to their process, we'll let the results fall as they may at the end of the year. It'll be a lot of fun for us.
Coach, we welcome you to Garden City and appreciate your time as always. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Talking with Coach Caleb Cox in his first season as he gets ready to take the helm over Garden City Community College Baseball. We're going to talk to two of the returning players that stuck around, and we're going to be talking to them coming around the break. You're listening to the Coach's Show live from Flat Mountain Brew House, all right here on 99.9 The Rock.